Tēnā koutou katoa, nā mai, haere mai, ki te kororo, i pā ana ki QL application, Freight Hub designation. Welcome to this hearing concerning the application for a designation by QL. The panel would like to welcome all participants. We acknowledge mana whenua, including Rangatane Ki Manawatu, Ngāti Kōwhara, and Ngāti Rākaua Ki Te Tonga. Acknowledge that there are two kaumātua from two of those iwi, Wiramu Te Awiawi, Rangatane, and Dennis Emery from Ngāti Kōwhara. We welcome Kiwi Rail as the applicant. We welcome the submitters, particularly those affected by this application, and we acknowledge and welcome the council staff and their consultants. Before we commence, I thought it appropriate to have a short karakia, and I now invite the Kaumātua Wiramu Te Awe Awe to commence that process. Thank you. Wiramu.
Kia ora.
Just a brief translation. But before that, I must be here my Tarang again. You don't know I'm not before as well. My grandmother was a today. And her Tituna was the only Kupriwa. And also my nanny was brought up with some only four money. Here in Archie Pollard and Kati. I had to go and stay for the wife of the my co-father of the race. I'm a co-father as well. Reminded me. So that's the Yaps. That's the Yaps and Panels. You know, good break. Good city treaty parking. Pritea, today to a Tarika. So I had to call my people. Before I finish the quotation, it's quite fitting you have that photo there up there because that's part of Marae Ohene, why a couple of names, and then it's a lot of money with the chiefs. That period, the Kaupata Rangatani, Naosuku, Natiapa, Nati Rotuna, I've got to remember Nati Rotuna. But the name of that is the courtyard of the daughter of Jesus. The bus here for any time of year, we've been doing the name for the Mount Hector Square. It's like the Marae Ohene, commonly known as the Square. So, you know, and that's very significant for our people. They don't get names for those things that support themselves. And, you know, as Dennis would say, I'm not the co-pastor as well. I just got to remind the Katie Goodman. Anyway, Morera, Tēnā koutou,
tēnā koutou. Tātai tonu ki te waka to the household. Ko koutou e noho mai nei hei tangata whenua, ko Ngāti Kaupapa, ko Ngāti Raukawa, ko Ngāti Tūranga, ko Rangitāne anō. Leo kai kōrero o koutou tuhinga e tukuna mai ki tēnei roto. Karanga mai, mihi mai, whakataumi. Mō te hunga mate, kei reira te tini me te mana. Mai te wā o te awe awe, haino mai ki tēnei wā, me mihi ka tika ki a rātou katoa. Kia tātou kua huihui mai nei, anei te whakatū tukitanga, o ngā tikanga kia mihi tātou kia tātou. A ti hei mai lewa.
So we're just going to briefly introduce ourselves. I'll commence. My name is John Marson and I'm a resource management barrister. I've had 30 years experience. I'm very familiar with Palmerston North, having worked in this city, a wonderful city, for many years. So I'm very familiar with the site and the city's development and so forth. And on my left is Gina Sweetman.
I'm
just
Gina Sweetman. I'm a planner of some 28 years qualification and experience. I've worked and lived in Wellington, but
my name is Media Pumare. I am from Humoika, a small Māori settlement domiciled on one of the last of Te Raukaraha's reserves between Pimmerton and Kukiwa Bay. I'm born and bred there and have grown up amongst my elders and my whanaunga, Nō Ngāti Toa, and I also have links into Taranaki and various other parts of the country, but that's my taha kaha, right? Those are my strongest Iwi affiliations. So I'm really pleased to make the connection today with my whanaunga here, Nō Rangitāne, Nō Ngāti Kaupaka, Nō Ngāti Raukawa, tēnā koutou. I am an independent hearing commissioner with a background in iwi development and particular emphasis on, I guess you would say, Māori resource management and the treaty claim settlement process. Nō Rangitāne.
Thank you. Good morning, I'm Judith Makinson. I'm traffic and transportation engineering manager at CKL. I've got over 25 years experience, I think that's what we say. That's spread across the UK and here in New Zealand. Been living and working in and around Hamilton and the Waikato for probably about 11 years now. I have a lot of experience assessing traffic and transportation effects of developments of all sorts of scales, including ones similar to the key rail hub. And that's been through private and council-led plan changes, structured plan developments, and actually delivering those projects at the end of the day.
Thank you. So when you're addressing us, just call us commissioners, or if it's an individual commissioner, Commissioner Sweetman, for example, that's fine. I just want to briefly set out our role. First of all, we're acting as independent commissioners, so the council has appointed us as people independent of this process to evaluate the application. And so we're standing in the shoes of the council as its delegates. But our role is not to make a final decision, but to make recommendations to KiwiRail. And those recommendations can take the form of either confirming the requirement in the form that is presented to us, modifying the requirement, imposing conditions, or withdrawing the requirement. But they'll always only be framed as recommendations. The KiwiRail will then consider our recommendations, make a decision, and that decision becomes the final record of what may be appealed by either the council or submitters. So that's a slightly unusual process, but there are a lot of unusual features about a designation because we're in this intersection between an applicant that is representing the public good, in a sense, a particular type of project, having some authority from the Crown to make a designation application, but carrying with that our responsibilities as well. Those of you who have been following the process will know that there is a large amount of material on the website, and even by my standards, I regard it as a lot of material. We have read all of that material, but we have to make a confession that we're only human. And that as we get through a couple of experts, we think we've got it completely clear in our mind, and then we read something else, and there's another layer, and then we forget what we thought we remembered from our earlier reading. So it's a process where we have emphasised in the course of this hearing a cadence or a rhythm whereby experts on the particularly contentious issues present information in an executive way so that we have some sense of pace and rhythm in engaging with this issue. And it is very much an iterative process. On Friday evening we got another set of conditions from the council recommending. These will be new to the experts for KiwiRail, and so it is what someone once described as a running dog, where you've got to keep pace with it. And we do the best we can. This hearing will be live streamed. I ask for that for two reasons. The first is we're very cognizant of the fact that a lot of submitters have a day job and they have to work, and they would like to potentially follow this process in a way that doesn't require them to give up their employment. And secondly, I think it would be wasteful to have all of the council consultants sitting all day at the cost of KiwiRail when they could look at the evidence of the matching expert and then present. So our job is to have an efficient and effective hearing, and that's why we've done that. The fact that this hearing has been so well prepared isn't miraculous. It comes from the efforts of Craig Orkram and Kat Oliver, who have done an outstanding job in terms of coordinating this material. And Kat is our administrator on the left, and I'd like to extend our appreciation to both Craig and Kat for the way they've assisted us, and no doubt you. Before I set out the introductions, I want to just talk a little bit about our tikanga, which is how we're going to follow this process. Basically, KiwiRail is going to kick off first, and they're going to present their legal submissions. They were pre-circulated, but I think it appropriate that KiwiRail present those orally. And then we're going to have full summaries from the experts who will deliver that orally. And if possible, I would like those experts to respond to version 6 of the council's conditions in terms of their appropriateness or desirability, and also to the extent that a management plan relates to that expert's expertise, to demonstrate how that meets the standards summarised in paragraph 7.66 onwards of the legal submission. So there's a section in KiwiRail's legal submissions about what a management plan should do and what it should contain, and I'd like those experts where appropriate to address those matters. The submitters will then have their opportunity to present their case and their evidence, and the council will then present its legal submissions and reports. Again, those will be taken as read, but particularly the council will be responding to what they hear and addressing the areas of difference between matching experts and things of that nature, so that we have a clear understanding of where that evidence sits. And then, of course, KiwiRail has a right of reply. Cath has prepared a hearing schedule, and like all of these schedules, they are a fluid beast. But for the sake of efficiency, we've given the first week to KiwiRail and then given designated times to submitters to accommodate their needs. And one consequence of that is that some council officers that have got gaps may interpose in the first week to respond. So we'll just have to be a little bit adaptable about that. In terms of questioning, our role is to test the arguments and the evidence, and so we have the privilege of asking questions. There is no other right of cross-examination, and so that's a difference from a court process where witnesses are being examined by opposing parties. However, if you consider that there is any questions that need to be asked or clarified, then by all means approach Kath and she will speak to me and I'll consider whether or not those questions should be put. So we'll be the gatekeeper in terms of that process. In terms of standards of behaviour, I guess the golden rule, which is to treat others as you would be treated, is a good standard. Obviously, to be respectful and turn your electronic devices that might set an alarm off. In terms of our kaupapa, which is our approach and method for performing our task, I'd like to say a number of things. The first is, we appreciate how daunting this exercise has been for the affected people in Bunnythorpe and surrounding. I mean, it's somewhat hard to comprehend such a massive proposal and the body of technical evidence that has been introduced. And we are entirely empathetic to those people in terms of engaging with that process. What we would say is that we want them to do the best they can and to feel entirely comfortable in presenting their evidence. And even if it is the nature of a creed occur, a sort of somewhat more emotional, we understand that and we welcome that. The second aspect of our kaupapa is that we are inquiring. So we are going to challenge experts and lawyers. That is the part, that is the nature of the process of testing. So we are, or at least I am, a vigorous questioner, and I will test people, but that does not mean that I have a view about anything. It's just that I think it's best to use the process effectively. And so if it sounds like I'm being slight or any of us have been slightly combative or asking a lot of questions, That is the nature of the process. It's part of what we call the dialectic of the work. The third aspect of our kaupapa is that we're collaborative. In other words, the panel acts individually and collectively. So even though I'm the chairperson, I don't have any other status or power in terms of the decision making, and we all bring particular strengths to the inquiry process. And following from that, we will play to our strengths so that if, for example, it's a transportation issue that we're exploring, I will ask Judith to lead off the questioning. And similarly, if it's a planning issue, I'll ask Gina. And if there are cultural matters, then I'll ask Marie. So that's that. And the other thing is, in terms of our kaupapa, that we have to consider the conditions. And that may seem like we have already decided the proposal should go ahead, and it's only about what the framework should be. That would be a mistaken impression. We have to explore all dimensions of the application, and conditions are a crucial component. And as you can see from the material, there is a significant difference between the council and KiwiWau in some areas around the conditions, and so we have to explore those questions. And so if we dwell on those issues, it doesn't mean to say we've forgotten about the central issue. In terms of site visit, we did a site visit on the 2nd of July, which was very informative, and it is probably likely that we will have other site visits, and we'll keep you posted about that. In terms of the normal hearing times, we will normally start off at 9 a.m. Obviously, today is an exception as people gather. We'll have morning tea at 11, lunch at 1, and afternoon tea at 3:30. So that's the normal timetable. There are no COVID protocols, but if you're very sick, then use your live streaming option. Other than that, I think just use your common sense. I would now just like introductions, if I may, so that we get a sense of who is in the room. And I think it's obviously sensible to have KiwiWau first, so welcome, KiwiWau.
Well, good morning, sir and commissioners. We're delighted to be here, and thank you for that warm introduction. My name is Allison Arthur-Young, and I'm the counsel for KiwiWau. And with me is my co-counsel, Lauren Rafley, and also part of our legal team behind that wall of paper, and I apologize now for that, is Jacob Burton.
Jacob.
Burton.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now, the council. Okay, now in terms of submitters, are there any submitters that would like to identify themselves? Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. All right. All right, but we'll hand over the floor to you, Ms. Arthur-Young.
Thank you, sir. As you mentioned, we filed fairly extensive legal submissions on Friday, but I will, as you suggested, sir, take you through those. I anticipate you have those electronically in hard copy. We also have additional hard copies that, if anyone else would like to read along. Before I get stuck into those, there are just a few minor housekeeping matters from our end. Firstly, just in relation to the legal submissions, I will be co-presenting aspects of these submissions with my co-counsel, Ms. Rapley.
Thank you.
So I will take lead on most of the submissions, but Ms. Rapley will take you through the legal submissions in relation to effects. So the effects section, and just making sure you can hear me okay, is that all right?
I'm a little bit tight for me, but just bring it a little bit closer, I think.
It's like we're in a concert here, isn't it? Is that better, sir?
Yes, thank you.
So we'll, when we get to the effects section, Ms. Rapley will pick us up in relation to those part of the submissions, and I'll come back to me. So we will be sort of co-presenting in a team in that sense. Also, sir, to your comment about the fluid nature of these sorts of processes, Mr. Colgrave, one of our economists, is quite unwell. We spoke to him late last night. He wasn't up to flying. We didn't inquire further. But we're really keen for him to be here in person to present to you. I think his evidence is really important. So he's aiming to come tomorrow. So we've just done a little bit of a shuffle there. I've spoken to Kath about that. But Mr. Colgrave should be appearing tomorrow, but I think we'll have plenty to do today.
Yeah.
And economists slightly out of order, but we'll have them tomorrow. Also, as you'll be aware, sir, Mr. Paling, who's based in the UK, the other senior economist, he'll be Zooming in tomorrow morning, late his time, but early our time.
Well, thanks for those indications. I just want you to feel completely relaxed to shuffle a bit as you need
Thank
to.
You, sir.
I know what it's like to manage this number of people.
Indeed. We had an exciting moment this morning as the winds were picking up and we had folks like our COO coming in from Christchurch. So that, you know, keeps things a little exciting for council in the morning to ensure folks are coming in. So thank you, sir. Grateful for that. I also just wanted to confirm that commissioners have all the material they need. We've provided the KiwiRail evidence hyperlinked. And also have hard copies of that. What we've also done, and I know some of you are less paper-focused than others of us, and I'm in admiration of that, but what we have prepared is, on your helpful suggestions, sir, a set of key plans. So that's the A3 bundle that we put on your desk this morning. We also have spare copies for other folks. We've got two volumes of that, so I just wanted to flag right now what those things are. So the first volume is the one that looks like that. It's the bigger one. And what we've done there is it's not every single plan or visual across the applicant evidence pack. But we have pulled out what we anticipate are the key plans that witnesses and submitters may wish to refer to. We spoke to Mr. Jessen about that as well, and also KiwiRail experts. Key plans there. And so we'll have a set up here on the table and keep it up here as well for submitters next week if they wish to refer to those.
That's extremely helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And then volume two is this thinner pack with a metal edge. Those are the visual button simulations, sir, that you directed Ms. Rimmer prepare. We circulated those end of last week, but of course they're always much more helpful, I think, to see in hard copy. So Ms. Rimmer will be referring to those, and no doubt you'll have questions for her on that. So that's those two bundles. And finally, sir, again, very grateful for your introductory comments in relation to the evidence presentation. On your helpful guidance, our experts will not be taking you through their evidence in full. Grateful for that material to have been pre-circulated and as expected, the panel to have read all that. But those experts will be preparing or will be providing to you summary submissions, some less than more. Again, as you said, sir, where matters are slightly more contentious, you can anticipate
Those experts will provide you with more fulsome summaries. And finally, in relation to that condition set that came through the markup on Friday night, firstly, I just want to say we are really grateful to the council team for working on those over last week. Again, as you've said, sir, it's a big part of this iterative free flow process with a matter of this scale, but it's actually very helpful to get that that indication and that markup. Our experts are thinking carefully about that, have been over the weekend, and again, we're going to meet again tonight as a team to work through that so that those experts can helpfully address you in relation to some of those changes. I think on that point, sir, though, there's still some more thinking to be done on those edits, and so again, that will be a little bit iterative this week, but we'll work with our experts to ensure that they can speak to you about those amendments or where they're sitting in relation to conditions, again, acknowledging your well-made point, sir, that when we speak to conditions, of course, we acknowledge that there's a whole week next week to hear from the community and submitters, and I think it's a very well-made point. I think we forget as users of this process as we dive into conditions and start wordsmithing, as some of us are apt to do, that in fact we'll also be listening very carefully next week and thinking very hard about what we hear from the community next week. I'm grateful for that indication. Finally, again, you can tell I'm sort of not wanting to, I'm procrastinating on starting my legal submissions. You're all going to be on the edge of your seat for 51 odd pages. But I also just finally did want to really acknowledge CAF. Pulling together a process like this is no mean feat. You just look at the amount of data and trees around the place, and it's a huge job to pull it together, and she's been an absolute pleasure to work with and deal with, so we're very grateful for that. So we'll get into legal submissions if there's any, unless there's any questions on admin.
I just wanted to make one comment. I found it very helpful that the council had presented that iteration, because it could easily have been a situation of wait and see what the KiwiRail said and then come up with that. So it does front foot things helpfully, and I'm sure it was quite an exercise to get together. We are still trying to absorb the scope and implications of that too, so it's a joint process of discovery, and that's why I've invited experts to almost treat us as neophytes in terms of those conditions and explore them through their executive summaries.
Thank you, sir. I think, as you indicated, there are some matters, certainly, that I think the relevant experts are still a little bit far apart on. And you can probably see some of those themes emerging, and I'll certainly, Ms. Rapley and I will address you on those points, but equally, too, there's a significant level of agreement and good work done there, too. So as you mentioned, sir, in introducing this hearing this morning, we're here in relation to a notice of requirement lodged by KiwiRail for the construction and operation of a regional freight hub near Palmerston North. In my submission, this freight hub is a critical piece of regional and national infrastructure that will be a game changer for the region. It is required to meet the needs of future generations, and will respond to the real change in the demand for freight movements and the way freight is and should be handled going forward in New Zealand. In my submission, the hub is a sustainable transport solution that is necessary to meet changing freight demands for our country and to adapt to the changing environment. The delivery of the hub will have significant benefits for the region and for New Zealand Inc. The benefits are wide-ranging and include employment benefits, improvements to the safety of the transport network, and will enable an increase in the resilience of our regional and national freight systems. KiwiRail and Rail has long been a part of this community and the wider region. the proposed site was carefully selected following a robust assessments process, which will